It's time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpin, and Dr. Judy Werpin with Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and she's also author of Simon Loses His, Simon Loses His Tummy. That's right. Doing this all by memory. That's a dangerous thing to do.
That's really frightening. At this age and stage.
Yeah, it's a very frightening thing to
given
do.
Given your history.
I forgot that everything was, and the reason I did it by memory is I forgot that everything was right here. 65, a wonderful age.
It's not my 60. Best efforts. If Simon were my weight loss client, I would never have any. Any humans come to see me?
Isn't that true?
Because I'm a total failure.
Good morning, Dr. Werpin.
You know, there's nothing like you walk into the doctor's office, and the doctor's infallible, right? And he's sitting there, just the aura of authority. Da, 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 da. And if you just caught him a second before saying, you know, if I didn't do the blah, 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 then there wouldn't be, I wouldn't have a client in the world.
That's right.
Oops.
Fortunately, Simon doesn't talk and discuss my failures with other dogs, so it's okay.
I will just say this. I was in the city the other day, and I was using the facilities at a hotel, which is always a good thing to do. I learned that many, many years ago. And I ran into this woman who had this dog who was very interestingly groomed and was wearing a scarf and clips. And and she said, oh, yes, he's an Instagram star. Okay.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, no.
You're watering your stomach. Help.
What? Okay, so going from watering dog. Well, this topic that I wrote about this week was motivated by something that, actually, I won't admit who it is. My brother-in-law taught me, or told me, many, many years ago. He is somebody who has been fought. He unfortunately has passed away, but he fought with his weight for decades, and he just simply got larger and larger. He never was able to do anything to successfully lose weight. And when he would have dinner with us, I noticed that he was always drinking water. I would fill his water glass, 5 minutes later be empty, I fill it again. I began to think that maybe he had some kind of metabolic disease like diabetes, undiagnosed, where people tend to drink a great deal of water. But no, that wasn't the reason. The reason was, as he finally explained to me, was that if he drank water with every bite that he put in his mouth, every bite of food, he could swallow the food very quickly. The water lubricated the food, and he was able, therefore, to eat very quickly. And he said to me that when he was growing up, there was always competition to see who could get seconds, you know, for, you know, money was not exactly, you know, in abundance in their family when he was growing up. And so something like a roast beef or, you know, a chicken or what have you was desirable to eat. And if you ate really quickly by lubricating his food with the water he drank, he could get these seconds, which there weren't too many on the table, because he'd be the first to finish eating. And, you know, his technique, in a way, reflects the technique that competitive eaters who compete in competitions to see how many hot dogs or chicken wings they can eat, competitive eaters tend to use. And I came across an interesting survey with one person who was the 10th-ranked competitive eater in the world, who said that one of the things he does is to drink water in training, drink gallons of water in training after filling up his stomach with very high-fiber foods to stretch his stomach, because he'll eat 2 pounds of broccoli, and then he'll drink a gallon of water, and that will stretch his stomach, and so he can put more food in his stomach. And when he's going through a competition, he will actually dunk his food in warm water because it lubricates it and he can swallow it without chewing. Okay, the reason I'm going through all this is that if you go to any kind of diet book or any kind of weight loss meeting, what you will be told is drink water to decrease the amount of food that you are consuming, not to increase it. Be totally opposite results. You will be told, before you sit down at your meal, drink some water. It fills your stomach up. You'll be less inclined to eat and eat very quickly. While you are sitting at the table and actually eating your food, you know, put some food in your mouth, then put down your fork, take some water, swallow the water, pick up your fork again, eat another bite, put down your fork, take some more water. Okay, you get the idea. And so it slows, supposedly, slows your eating down drastically. You're not gulping your food. This is, again, how the theory goes. And so by the time you reach maybe the halfway point in your meal, having eaten so slowly and drinking all that water, you will feel full and you'll be less inclined to finish your meal. And if you happen to finish your meal and are still feeling you want to eat more, then have a big glass of water at the end. So here are these two contradictory theories. One, you know, my brother-in-law and these competitive eaters gulp your food, gulp water with your food, and you'll swallow it without chewing, and you can eat very quickly and more. Or alternate your eating with drinking water, and you'll eat much less. And, you know, I am inclined to believe, you know, that both work to some extent, but perhaps in influencing, but if I were to, let's say, not know very much about it and wanted to see whether the theory really worked, influencing my ideas about this might be this sort of cockamamie idea that's going around, saying that if you drink a lot of water before you start eating your meal, you're going to flush out the digestive enzymes in your mouth and in your stomach. And so the food will simply sit in your stomach and rot rather than being digested, because you're diluting all those wonderful enzymes in your stomach that should be breaking down the food before it enters your intestinal tract. Well, this theory is all over the internet. And yet, if you read the comments by people who are physiologists and doctors who specialize in gastrointestinal issues, they say it's a whole lot of hokum. I mean, there's absolutely no truth to this theory at all. And yet, again, people were saying, don't drink a lot of water before you start eating because you won't be able to digest your food. So, this very seemingly innocuous suggestion, drink some water while you're eating because maybe you will eat more slowly, has all sorts of complications to it. And I think the bottom line is, water is good. We should always drink water. We probably should be drinking more water than we do. We sometimes forget to drink water because we're too busy drinking things like coffee, which can be slightly dehydrating because it sort of makes our body lose water very quickly. And that's fun. And you can drink it any time. When you're thirsty, try to remember to drink it when you're not thirsty. But that if you really want to feel full, water is not the way to do it, because water, folks, leaves your stomach much faster than the food does. You can drink water, and then, you know, an hour later, you're peeing out. And so if you really want to feel full, then, as we have talked before, have some carbohydrate before you start eating your meal. A roll, you know, a small bag of pretzels, some rice cakes, make some more serotonin by eating that carbohydrate. Then you really will feel full, and that effect will last much more than the 20 minutes that the water might be staying in your body. You know, but it's really such a strange topic, Jill. I looked at it very innocently, and I thought, what is going on here?
You know, I have to chime in here. When I lived in Kingston, I entered hot dog eating contests.
Really?
Well, I was 400 and some pounds then. Of course I did. When you were invited to it, Dantra, I actually also, when I was in Myrtle Beach, I entered this is terrible, a pancake eating contest, German pancakes, potato pancakes. But anyways, why you drink water in an eating contest? There's only one reason, and one reason only. In eating contests, they always put something there with starch that floats up, and the only way you can get the starch down quickly,
right,
is to dunk it in water, and all of a sudden it shrinks, and the more water you dunk in while it's in your stomach, it still keeps smaller. That's the reason you dunk it, and it makes a huge difference. You can literally dunk a half a hot dog and a roll in water,
right,
and bite into it, and you could literally swallow it.
Well, that's what this competitive eater said.
Yeah,
said that you really, it lubricates it.
Yeah, it lubricates it and makes, and now you pay for it on the long run. You know, when you're finished with the contest, you pay for it long run, because it's really not very good for your health. It's almost like being bulimic, to be quite honest with you.
Well, you know, but he said, you know, we're talking on this. He said that in this long interview that he had, that the people who are winners in these contests tend to be very thin, and they tend to work out a lot, and they tend to really increase their breathing capacity, because he said people in these contests tend not to breathe, remember, not to breathe sufficiently, you know, they're busy gulping their food. And he said that, you know, he clearly, you know, consumes a great deal of food in these contests, but the rest of the time, he said, it's very important not to be overweight, because then your stomach is sort of pushing on your esophagus, and that's sort of pushing into your mouth, and you don't have that much room. He said, "When you're really thin, somehow you're able to expand your stomach." Now that's his theory, but you're right. You're right about the water.
He's absolutely.
And so that's why, if water allows you to really gulp your food, which is what my brother-in-law was doing, and really get a lot of food down, then the idea of drinking water while you're eating to decrease your food intake, I think perhaps has to be tested, and it has been tested. But you know, I think it depends how you do it. If you put the water in your mouth with the food, you're swallowing it very quickly, as you say, Marshall. You're lubricating it. If you have to put down your fork and take the drink and put down your...
That's exactly,
you know,
right.
But then you really are slowing down your eating, which is not what you're doing in a competitive eating contest.
No. When you take your time and you eat and you take some food and then you drink, let's say a quarter of a cup of water, you're going to wait a few minutes and then you'll take some more food. And
right.
that's the way that works. You're absolutely right. That's the big difference in that.
Exactly. And you'll never win a contest that way.
But it's much easier. I think it's much easier if you're going to do that, take a bite of food, count to 30 seconds in your mind.
Yeah, or how about tell a joke? Or how about, you know, talk? You know, I think that one of the things that nobody talks about, but oftentimes I've been at a dinner party and somebody will tell a joke and everybody, you know, will absolutely stop laughing because they can't swallow and laugh at the, I mean, stop eating, they can't swallow and laugh at the same time. And then they sort of laugh and get themselves back together again. And it's a wonderful way of pausing pausing the eating. And I think maybe there should be some kind of diet plan where every three bites, somebody has to tell the joke that you laugh at.
All right. Now, and before I let you go, I'll just let you know, in my days of infamy, there's two pictures of me hanging in restaurants in Myrtle Beach for eating a 72-ounce steak and also for eating the world's largest schnitzel.
Are they still there?
No.
I don't know if the restaurants are still there or not.
Yeah, probably not.
But you should post. You have to post it.
And I want to remind you of one thing very quickly, and that is, way back when, you said something about, have you ever been disturbed by a phone call? This was not a cell phone, just a regular phone call in the middle of a meal. Because if you get up, deal with the phone call, and sit back down, you're not as hungry.
Absolutely.
I just want to remind that. And then I will say, thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye then.
Food for Mood.
All right. That's Judy Wortman and Food for Mood on Robin Hood Radio.